Welcome to our podcast, where we dive into the world of business and explore the ins and outs of the English language in this dynamic field. In the world of Amazon News, the tech giant is making waves in the streaming industry by developing an ad-supported tier for its popular Prime Video service. This move is expected to give Amazon a significant advantage as it can leverage its vast sales data to help brands gain a better understanding of customer preferences, further solidifying its dominance in the streaming market. In Germany, the Federal Court of Justice is contemplating granting more authority to the Federal Cartel Office, specifically when it comes to dealing with online giants like Amazon. This development would potentially enable the Cartel Office to have greater control and oversight over companies that hold immense influence in the digital space, ensuring fair competition. Moreover, in a bid to support small business owners, Amazon has recently introduced a program that aims to provide assistance, resources, and visibility. This initiative has the potential to allow these entrepreneurs to earn an additional $27,000 per year, helping them thrive within the Amazon ecosystem. That wraps up our Amazon News Roundup. Stay tuned for more updates as the tech giant continues to innovate and expand its reach across various industries. In Prisus News, we have some updates on Swiggy, the popular food delivery platform in India. Unfortunately, Swiggy has seen a significant increase in losses, which have risen by a staggering 80%, amounting to $545 million. The main reason behind this surge in losses is Swiggy's investments in Instamart, its instant grocery delivery service. Despite the financial challenges, there are some promising growth figures to highlight. Swiggy's restaurant food delivery segment has witnessed a growth of 26% in terms of gross merchandise value. This indicates that Swiggy's core business is still growing steadily. On a positive note, both Prisus and its parent company Naspers have experienced gains in value. This came about with the announcement of ending their complicated cross-holding arrangement, aiming to simplify the group structure for the business. Investors have responded positively to this decision. Interestingly, Instamart, the grocery delivery arm of Swiggy, has experienced exponential growth in GMV. According to Prisus, Instamart's GMV has increased by a staggering 459%. This sharp rise in Instamart's popularity highlights the increasing demand for convenience in grocery shopping. That wraps up our news roundup for Prisus. Stay tuned for more updates on the latest developments in the tech and business world. Former Audi CEO Rupert Stadler, involved in the Volkswagen diesel emissions scandal, has received a unique deal from the Munich Regional Court. Stadler has been sentenced to a suspended prison sentence of 1 year and 9 months for his role in the scandal. This comes as part of the ongoing investigation into the scandal, known as Dieselgate. Despite the conviction, Stadler leaves the courtroom as a free man, with a suspended sentence and a fine of €1.1 million. Stadler, who had long denied involvement in the scandal, was found guilty by the Munich court. He has been held responsible for €41 million in damages related to the sale of 17,177 manipulated diesel cars. Furthermore, two engine developers were also held accountable for €2.3 billion in damages. This outcome has caused frustration among some, as Stadler had been vehemently denying any involvement in the diesel scandal for some time. Overall, this case serves as another reminder of the far-reaching consequences of fraud and negligence within the automotive industry. Ford is making headlines again as they plan a fresh round of layoffs in both the US and Canada, focusing on engineers as part of their ongoing cost-cutting efforts. The exact number of affected employees is still undisclosed, but it aligns with the company's continuous goal of streamlining operations and enhancing efficiency. Despite facing competition from the highly anticipated Tesla Cybertruck, Ford CEO Jim Farley remains confident in the performance of their truck offerings. While the electric vehicle industry is expected to see intense rivalry with the Cybertruck's launch in September, Farley is optimistic about Ford's position. Unfortunately, amid these developments, Ford is also announcing layoffs of several hundred individuals in North America this week, with engineers being primarily affected. The reasons behind these targeted layoffs have not been revealed, but they are part of Ford's overarching strategic plan to navigate the evolving automotive landscape while achieving operational efficiencies and sustainable growth. In the latest news from Lordstown Motors, the electric vehicle company has filed for bankruptcy and is pursuing legal action against its investment partner, Foxconn Technology. Lordstown Motors claims that Foxconn breached their contract and engaged in fraudulent activities aimed at harming Lordstown's business while furthering its own interests. Just last year, Foxconn acquired Lordstown's Ohio factory and had agreed to invest an additional $170 million in the company. However, Lordstown Motors has been facing ongoing production issues and reported a significant loss of $171.1 million for the first quarter of 2023. Furthermore, Lordstown's debut electric pickup truck, the Endurance, has not been able to match the mileage performance of its competitors. In light of these challenges, Lordstown Motors has now filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy as it seeks a resolution. Concurrently, the company is taking legal action against Foxconn to hold them accountable for the alleged fraud and failure to fulfill their commitments. Lordstown Motors is actively looking for a buyer who can help revive the company and propel it forward. In Cuban news, an exciting development for entrepreneurs on the island has unfolded. In September of 2021, the Cuban government announced plans to open up opportunities for small and medium-sized businesses. This move has generated optimism among Cuban entrepreneurs, who perceive it as a chance to expand and flourish. Recognizing the newfound potential, the United States has taken proactive steps to provide business training to Cuban entrepreneurs. The goal is to empower them to seize this opportunity and effectively manage their businesses. The entrance of President Biden into office has sparked renewed hope for a potential lifting of sanctions imposed on Cuba. Cuban entrepreneurs eagerly await this possibility, as it would facilitate increased trade and economic growth between the two countries. The Cuban government's decision to open up the business landscape signifies a significant departure from their previous approach, where most businesses were heavily regulated and controlled. This new policy suggests a potential shift towards a more market-oriented economy. The combination of business training from the United States and the potential end of sanctions has the potential to create a more favorable environment for Cuban entrepreneurs. They are enthusiastic about leveraging these opportunities to contribute to the economic development of the island. As we closely monitor this situation, we will provide you with updates on any further developments relating to the business landscape in Cuba and the potential lifting of sanctions by the Biden administration. In the latest Diageo news, significant changes have occurred in the beverage industry. Diageo, a global leader in spirits, has made headlines by ending its long-standing partnership with Sean Diddy Combs. This move comes after a series of accusations made by Diddy, claiming racial neglect of his tequila brand by the company. The decision to cut ties with the iconic rapper and entrepreneur follows accusations of racism and a lack of diversity within Diageo. After a 15-year partnership, both parties have decided to part ways due to an ongoing lawsuit. This move by Diageo has raised eyebrows in the industry, as the company has had successful collaborations with various celebrities and influencers over the years. However, it seems that the legal dispute and allegations made by Diddy have strained the relationship, leading to their separation. The impact of this decision on both Diageo and Diddy's business ventures remains uncertain. Nonetheless, Diageo's reputation and commitment to diversity and inclusion are under scrutiny due to this high-profile split. That concludes the latest Diageo news. Stay tuned for more updates and analysis in the world of business and corporate partnerships. Next up in HDFC Bank news, we have some exciting updates on the merger between HDFC and HDFC Bank. The chairman of HDFC, Deepak Parekh, has announced that the merger will become effective on July 1. This announcement has caused a surge in the shares of both HDFC and HDFC Bank. Under this merger, HDFC Bank will join forces with HDFC Limited on July 1, creating a stronger entity in the banking industry. Existing shareholders of HDFC Limited will own a significant portion of HDFC Bank, specifically 41%. This merger combines the expertise and resources of two prominent organizations. However, as a consequence of the merger, HDFC's shares will be delisted from the stock exchanges on July 13. This means that investors will no longer be able to trade or buy HDFC shares after this date. The delisting is a necessary step to facilitate the merger process effectively. After the delisting, the merged entity of HDFC and HDFC Bank will begin trading on the stock exchange on July 17. This presents an opportunity for investors to buy and trade shares of the newly formed company, which is expected to be a significant player in the financial markets. Overall, this merger between HDFC and HDFC Bank marks a significant development in the banking sector. The integration of these two organizations is expected to provide enhanced services and opportunities for shareholders and customers alike, a sentiment reflected in the rise in shares of both HDFC and HDFC Bank. In the latest Saint-Gobain news, the company and its local unit are embroiled in a controversy in India. Accusations of engaging in anti-competitive practices have been filed against them and are currently under review by the Competition Commission of India, CCI. The CCI alleges that Saint-Gobain has violated antitrust laws and hindered fair competition in the Indian market. This accusation deals a blow to the multinational building materials corporation's reputation, and it will need to mount a defense against these charges in the coming weeks. Stay tuned for more updates on this ongoing legal battle in our future episodes. In Thames Water news, water bills in the UK are expected to surge by up to 40% to address the ongoing sewage pollution crisis. This increase comes as regulators, officials, and former Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt are set to meet to discuss concerns about profiteering in the industry. Furthermore, Thames Water's CEO, Sarah Bentley, has announced her resignation in the wake of numerous sewage spills and poor company performance. Bentley also made the decision to forgo her bonus before stepping down from her position. This marks a significant shake-up for Thames Water, as Bentley's resignation follows her earlier decision to give up her bonus due to the company's underwhelming performance. The sewage spills have been a cause for concern, leading to public outrage and highlighting the need for urgent action. As the water industry faces mounting pressure to address pollution issues, the departure of Sarah Bentley and the expected increase in water bills demonstrate the magnitude of the challenges faced by Thames Water and other companies in the sector. It is expected that further developments will unfold as stakeholders work towards tackling the sewage pollution crisis in the UK. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the world of business, exploring strategies, tips, and insights that can help elevate your entrepreneurial journey to new heights.